the parts that don't mesh, because there are people who destroy their relationships on things not much bigger than that, because the other one seems unwilling to change. And we say, change never happens until the calling. And we weren't calling Esther to the toothpaste in that way, you see.
I did something similar. I mean, not with the toothpaste and all, but there's a whole bunch of stuff that I made mean a whole crazy stuff, and I just realized that, you know, she probably didn't mean to do that.
Even if she did mean to do it, it should not be offensive to you.
Okay.
In other words, when you say my happiness depends upon your behavior, which I can't control and apparently you can't either... Now you have a rocky basis, but when you say, I'm all right anyway, and there is so much in this buffet of interaction that I can solicit, why would I take something that isn't working and make it the basis of something that I want to work? Look for what you want to work, and the things that don't work will go away. They will. They will become a non-issue. Law of attraction will see to it.
Okay, my question. So, you're in the moment and something happens, you're headed for a big argument. You could tell there's things that are starting to heat up a little bit. It's better to just kind of disengage and walk away and just...
Always. And the sooner you disengage, the easier it will be to not engage next time. There are those who want to engage, just fight it out,
right,
and then
win. Have
a release or have a win, but it just parlays into something bigger and bigger and bigger. The sooner, in other words, when you look at it from the standpoint of upstream and downstream, the sooner you recognize that you're headed upstream and you release the thought and turn, then the sooner you come into alignment with who you are. And when you are truly in alignment with your inner being, you will never pick a fight with anyone, and you will never pick up the brick and engage in a fight that they have started. In other words, it's just because your inner being doesn't feel adversarial. Your inner being doesn't feel protective. Your inner being doesn't feel defensive. Your inner being doesn't feel justifying. When you're in alignment with who you are, you're in a state of well-being, and everyone you view is in a state of well-being as well, you see.
Right. And you're attracting that.
Sometimes it's hard, because if you wait too long and you get the other one all revved up and then you walk away, they're standing there. It's like, have you ever wanted to punch someone and they just become this soft pillow? It's just so disappointing, because because when they fight back, their energy coming back to you keeps the fuel fired.
Right.
But if you soften and relax, if you remove your part of the impetus to it, then it's much faster to dissolve. And what we've noticed, we said this a day or so ago, that sometimes people say, I've jumped out of an airplane, I'm at 40,000 feet, I have no parachute, what should I do? And we say, hang on, it will be over soon. And sometimes that's the way these arguments feel. It's as if there's no turning back from it. And in fact, it's as if you don't want to turn back from it. And when two people are here, have put their boat in the river in a place of feeling powerless, and they are holding the other one responsible for the powerless way they feel, and any effort that they make to improve the way they feel is taking them into revenge, sometimes that's the place where the argument ensues. And so really, the only remedy that we know to solve these kinds of eruptive relationships is, while you're not in the moment of engagement with the other, that you just reach for so many downstream thoughts that you are far from those negative emotions, and if you are, then you cannot be engaged. First of all, law of attraction won't hook you into an interchange, and even if you are hooked in, your responses will be so intuitive, you'll say the right thing at the right time, you'll be the uplifter that you are born to be. Do you know what we see in almost every argument that any of you are having? What is at the basis of it is that your personal